welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Smiling happy faces. I love just looking around and looking at everyone smiling. Now, I want to just jump back a couple of weeks, because a couple of weeks ago in J24/7, we looked at Romans 12 and the start of Romans 12, all about giving our lives as a gift to God. So can I have the guys who were in J24/7 that week with me? Are you okay to come up here? Don't worry, it's not that scary up here. Everyone's looking very happy and smiley. Okay, now, because there was a lot of people who didn't see me. Because there was a lot of people who missed out on how stupid I looked that week when everyone dressed me up as a parcel, I thought that you could do it again this morning, okay? But sadly, I forgot to bring the wrapping paper. So this morning you get to do it with loo roll, okay? But use your imagination, okay? They're going to wrap me up as a really nice gift, okay? Right, okay. So if I give you girls that, Dan, you may have to help, you may not. You may be a hindrance, just wait and see. I'm going to carry on talking while you do that, girls, okay? So you just feel free to wrap me up. Dan, if you need to help, then... Okay, so in Romans 12, this is really distracting. In Romans 12, it speaks about us being a gift to God and us giving our everyday lives, our eating, sleeping, breathing, working, whatever we do to God as our form of worship. So although we sing songs on a Sunday morning, and some of us sing songs at other times during the week, our worship isn't just about those songs. Our worship is about everything that we do, and us doing it as if we were doing it for God. Am I looking like a parcel yet?
Like a mummy.
Kind of. Okay. You have to use your imagination, okay? And we decided, we had a look at it, and we thought about all of the different things that we do in life and how we can take those things and use them as something that's pleasing and good for God. Okay, I think we'll let people use their imagination, and I think that's good. Maybe just, did you see the bit of ribbon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to put the bit of ribbon around me somehow? So, if you imagine wrapping a parcel up, you don't just wrap part of it up and leave part of it out. Unless a lot of people have given me in the past toys which require batteries, but never put the batteries in, which I think is a bit cruel. If you're giving Poppy a musical toy with batteries, feel free not to put the batteries in. But you don't leave part of the present out. You don't buy somebody a bar of chocolate and take half of the chocolate out and then give them just part a bar of chocolate, although my wife has suggested that in the past. It's just not what you do. So, girls, if you want to, you can sit. Do you want to sit near the front so you can see me better? Now, yeah, you don't leave part of it out. You give it all, don't you? You decide what you're going to give to somebody and you give it all. And as our lives, we should be giving our all to God. Part of becoming a Christian is saying, okay, God, this is my life. I'm sorry for what I've done in the past. I'm sorry for what I've done with my life in the past and anything that I've done that's upset you. Please forgive me for that. And I want to offer my life to you again. I want to offer all that I am, everything I do, over to you as a gift to you. For those of you who are listening online, I look very stupid right now. I've just seen myself. Now, we're going to go a step further this morning, okay? And so I've offered my life to God as a gift to him. Dan, can you find... oh, a purple pen would be fine. And then God takes my life, and I want to suggest this morning that as he takes my life as a gift, he takes me and he turns me from a present into an envelope. So Dan, can you just draw an envelope on here? Don't worry, this is a very expensive shirt that my sister bought me as a gift, and it's probably one of my favourite shirts. But it's okay. Claire is amazing at doing washing. Do I look like an envelope? No. Okay. Do you want to come up here, Elizabeth, and do you want to do a better impression of an envelope? Okay, let's come forward a bit so everyone can see. Okay, do your impression of an envelope. Oh, is it too hard? Can you? What about if you put your arms together? No, okay, maybe another day. As you can see, it's very hard to be an envelope, but again, use your imagination. So we come to God with our lives as a gift, and God gives us a message, and it's the message of Jesus Christ, the message of what happened on the cross. And I want us all to take a moment right now to just think of how important that message has been to us. Like, what the message of the cross means to us. Like, Dan's already shared a lot this morning about how awesome, like, what Jesus did on the cross is for us. And as I've been thinking about this, it's really struck me how precious that message is. And if we could receive one single message in our whole life, that would be the message to receive. Do you all agree? Yeah? And God gives us that message. He entrusts us with that message to then put in the envelope of our lives. So imagine God dropping all of these words about what he's done and stories about what he's done into our envelopes. And then from there, where's Richard gone? Richard, stop hiding at the back. Can you come forward and give me a hand, please? And Josh. Now behind you, Josh, is my next prop. If you two could give me a hand to get that out and just place it in the middle here. For those of you who can't see beyond my artistic skills, this is a door, okay? Now, God takes us as envelopes, puts the message inside us, and then sends us out to be delivered to the world through people's doors, through people's lives. Now, this is the incredible part, okay? Don't try this at home. This is very dangerous, okay? I'm taking my life in my own hands here. Nobody else is responsible for what happens next. For those of you listening online, give me 2 minutes. So, as our envelopes, God sends us out and he posts us through the door. Of people's lives. Thanks. If you just get a chair, you can prop that up against the chair. Now keep that picture in your head, okay? Sadly, I know Britain's Got Talent is over for this year. Otherwise, I may have applied. But there's a reason why I went to the danger of doing that, so that you remember that, okay? So put your hand up if you've got a letterbox. Okay, is there anyone without a letterbox who's never experienced a letterbox in their lives before? No, okay, brilliant. Right, I might need another volunteer for this. So, girls, because you've already done something, I'm going to ask if Michaela will come down and help me with this. Right, now, Michaela, all you have to do, I'm not going to ask you to go through the letterbox, okay? All you have to do is one by one, as I ask for the next thing, just post these through the letterbox, okay? Okay, so the first thing we have coming through our letterbox. Does anyone know what this is? Payslip. Okay. What reaction do you have to a payslip when it comes to a letterbox? Girls, when you're older, you will realise the importance of this message through your letterbox, especially. Ben, when you're older, you may not get to see this if you get married. This may quickly disappear before you even see it. So, before you get married, make the most of these. And if you have children, it's even worse. Now, this is quite good when this comes through your letterbox. Everyone smiles when these come through, don't they? Good reaction. You don't even have to open it. In fact, I don't even think this one's even been opened yet, but we just get them through and we're like, yes, we have been paid. Okay, what's next? Okay, does anyone know what this is? Yep.
Postcard.
Yeah, who likes getting postcards? What kind of reaction do you give to a postcard? I was thinking more along the lines of, ooh, that looks nice. But some of you are thinking, oh, it's all right for some, isn't it? So it's good to see what people are up to and see where they've gone and celebrate with people as they go away on holiday and relax and enjoy themselves. Okay, what's next? Mixed reactions. All the guys, all the women, So, junk mail. Sometimes junk mail's good, sometimes junk mail's bad. A bit of both. Okay, what's next? This is cardboard, by the way. Certificate, yeah. I think it originally came with a certificate in. It's always, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I get stuff through the post, I don't even bother looking at it. I just throw it straight in the bin. Like, there's certain days where you get a pile of stuff that is just, you know that there's not going to be anything important in it. It's just like junk mail central day. It's almost like Royal Mail didn't have anything else to do that day, so they just went and gathered a load of junk mail to keep their postman occupied. But as soon as there's something that's cardboard, it's like, wow, you wouldn't waste money putting something in a cardboard envelope unless it had value to it. So, Dan, I'm going to give that one to you. I think that's a good one to represent our message. Okay, what's next? Oh. Now, we all like receiving these, don't we? Presents. Bless you, Richard. Yeah, you can open it. Don't be disappointed, though. Sadly, we have lots of empty boxes in our house. Newspaper. Most of the older guys are like, I like sitting down on the sofa and reading the newspaper. Lots of information in there. Sometimes in this country, well, in any country, have you ever seen news and like a newspaper or the news comes on TV and you're a bit like, oh, a load of bad news again. Is there anything good for us to hear? And you flick through and you're like, oh, there's nothing worth reading in there. There's some good news in the world, but sadly, a lot of newspaper companies don't seem to ever find it. Okay, what's next? Okay, awesome. I think this is the last one, isn't it? So if you want to sit down, girls. This is a letter, okay? Now, I received this letter a couple of weeks ago. This is the most amazing letter I have ever received through the post. Not because what's inside it, but because what was on the outside of it. Now, my wife will confirm this for you. When I found this come through our letterbox, I got so excited. I didn't even have to open it. I just went running around the house showing her what it said on it. And it's from the National Trust, and it says, "Is there a pebble skimming champion in the Donaghy family?" Now, that's not handwritten on there, that's printed on there. How amazing is that? That the National Trust went to all that trouble to print my name on the envelope. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever tried printing stuff in a specific place before, but printing is a real nightmare sometimes. And if I was running the National Trust, I definitely would not bother to print somebody's individual name on an envelope. But they went to all the trouble to do that. And I got it, and I had to go and sit in the lounge and just look at it for a few minutes. Because I felt so special. And I felt like they'd just given up all of their work for a few days just to sit down and find a way of making me feel special. And finally we opened it, and I can't really remember an awful lot about what was inside it. It was something to do with the outside, but I've kept it, and I'm treasuring this. And when my life's a little less busy than it is at the moment, and we have some chance to go to some National Trust places, I'm going to get this out again, and we're going to make good use of whatever it is inside here. But this is special to me. My wife may be sad to hear this, but I very much doubt I will ever throw this envelope in the bin. Can you keep hold of that? Now, I want to suggest that we need to be a bit like that envelope this morning. And when post comes through the door, it has what we call a reputation, okay? Now, I'm sure you all get stuff through the door and you look at it and you think twice about whether to pick it up or not, or leave it for somebody else. Now, young people in the room, if you had something like this come through the post, notice no name tag on it. Free for all. Anyone can claim it. I'm sure you wouldn't leave it on the floor, would you? You'd pick it up, and probably because you're really good, you'd say, "Mum, Dad, is it all right if I open this parcel? I'm doing you a favour. It means you don't have to do it." And you'd be very keen to take it. If you had something like this come through the door, newspaper, you probably wouldn't bother picking it up, would you? Lots of boring information for older people, yeah? So you'd probably just leave it. And with our lives, we need to make our lives so that our reputation is such that people want to take our envelope. They want to take who we are. Now, I had a little research in the Bible about reputation, and actually, one of my favourite stories in the Bible is about reputation. And so, some of you may not have heard of this story before, but there was a king called, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce his name right, Jehu. Has anyone heard of Jehu? J-E-H-U. Am I pronouncing it right? Jehu. Jehu. Okay. Now, he had a really big reputation, And his reputation was all about, he used to drive chariots around, and he was a king, and he was the craziest chariot driver everyone had ever known. So people would see him coming from miles away, and they would just know that it was him because of his crazy chariot driver. So in today's society, it would be like somebody who drives their car around crazily. Now, not a great reputation to have, is it? But people noticed him. Now, there's other people in the Bible who I found. Any of you read the story of Esther? And the guy called Mordecai? Now, Mordecai, he had such a good reputation within the palace that he actually helped the Jews to be freed from their captivity. Now, that's pretty incredible reputation, isn't it? Like, to be able to free your people from captivity. In today, maybe that's a bit like, say, all of Worthing got put in prison, and one of us had a good enough reputation to manage to persuade the police and all of the law courts to let us out. Like, that's quite impressive, isn't it? The other obvious one, person with a good reputation in the Bible, does anyone know? Jesus, yeah? Now, to be fair, you've got to have a fairly good reputation to have thousands of people follow you around. Like, you don't just have thousands of people follow you around because they like your hairstyle or something. Although I do question that these days. But amazing how many people follow Jesus around and what we can learn from his life. Now, I'm just going to go back to my notes over here. I've got a few verses that I want to read out. The first one, now, girls, I want you to listen carefully because in a minute I've got a verse that I need you to remember, okay? And if you can remember it till the end, there will be a prize for you. But firstly, okay, in Paul's letter to Timothy, he speaks about the elders and the deacons in the church, which is basically the church leaders and the people serving in the church. Now, while you may not be a church leader, you may not be serving in the church, but to be fair, I think pretty much everyone comes to church and they end up serving in somewhere or another. So we can all be included in this. And if you think, well, I don't really serve in church yet, then just think, oh, okay, why not? Maybe today's my opportunity to. Or in the future, you'll be included in this, I'm sure. And Paul says, I want you as church leaders, not only to be a good standing in the church, but also in the community. So people who serve in the church, I want you to have a good reputation in the community. And this is the verse I want you to remember, okay? We'll put it on the screen for a little bit, okay? It's not long, it's very easy. And in one version, it's even two words long, okay? So I'll give you the two words long version to remember. It'll be a bit longer on the screen though, for the older people who have got really good memories and want to try and remember something a bit longer. Okay, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. So just remember lots of ones for where it is. Corinthians and lots of ones. Is it coming up on the screen? Yeah. So follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So that's what Paul, one of the leaders of the early church, said. Some versions say, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Some versions just say, okay, you ready, girls? Really easy, imitate Christ or imitate Jesus. Can you remember that? Now, if we can remember that, remember that Jesus had an absolutely incredible, what was the word? Reputation. Good, just checking that you're listening. Jesus had an incredible reputation, so he is a very good person to imitate, isn't he? If we want a good good reputation is good to imitate Jesus, okay? Now, can you think of some of the reasons why Jesus may have had a good reputation?
Because he helped people follow people.
Yeah, because he helped people follow. This is for everyone to answer, so I'm looking.
Okay, I've forgotten.
I'll come back to you in a minute.
He healed the sick.
Yeah, he healed the sick.
Because he forgave our sins.
Yep.
He was kind to people that needed help.
Yeah.
Because he saved people, because he saved people's lives.
Yep, he saved people's lives. Anything else?
Because he died on the cross for our sins.
Because he died on the cross for our sins, yeah. Awesome. Okay. Now, there's many more. He brought peace into situations. He was compassionate. He was loving. He was caring. He spoke with authority. Now, when there's a lot of voices around and a lot of people saying stuff, sometimes it's good to have somebody who speaks with a message that they believe in and they know is the truth. Now, so if we want a good reputation, it's really important that we...
What's the best?
Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ.
Awesome! Okay, have you all got that? So the short version, just imitate Christ. If you could remember two things this morning... It's just those two words, imitate Christ, okay? You don't have to remember me dressed up in toilet roll. Just remember, imitate Christ, okay? Now, we have an opportunity in our lives to be a good reputation in front of so many people, like in our schools, in our workplaces, in our colleges, just even when we go to the supermarket. Like, there's so many things that we can do to show good reputation, just helping people. And I was just got a short story for you about when God really challenged me with this message, because I've got a couple of allotments, and one of my, for those of you who don't know, they're basically just bits of ground that the council give you. You pay a small charge and you can grow fruit and veg and stuff there. And one of my allotments was absolutely covered in weeds when I took it on. And everyone else on the allotment area was like, oh, that's the terrible allotment. It's so... Because you all know if you've got weeds, they spread very quickly. So this allotment was just like, oh, why doesn't somebody sort it out? And I went in and God said to me, he was like, I want you to dig up every weed, every single weed there, and do it thoroughly. And while you're doing it, just imagine that you're praying for all of those people, or not imagine, but pray for those people in that area there who you're going to meet and bump into and share your life with. So I gave it my all, and I really did, like, the hours that I spent down there. And the work that I put in was just, sometimes I thought, oh, this is crazy. Maybe I should just give up. But I thought, no, God said this to me, I'm going to do it. And do you know what? I have people coming up to me now, down there. They come over, especially to see me, and start a conversation with me and say, what you've done is absolutely incredible. Like, we're so impressed at how you cleared this allotment. And they start opening up their lives to me. And there was a lady just a couple of days ago who started opening up about her family and sharing about how she had cancer and just opening her whole life up to me. And she only met me, it was the first time she'd seen me. But because of what she'd seen that I'd done, I had a reputation with her. And it was almost like she could tell that I was an honest and trustworthy person to share her life with, because why else would I bother working so hard at digging all the weeds up? And It hit me how important our reputation is. And we carry the message, of Jesus, but our reputation is like what's written on the outside of the envelope. It's what people first receive. And I want to challenge you all this morning, just as we finish, to think about what's on our envelopes. What reputation are we giving? Are we giving a reputation of joy, of peace, of love, of compassion, of generosity? All of those things that Jesus portrayed to people within his lives. And is there something maybe on our reputation that we need to just go to God about and say, God, I'm sorry for being like this. I know for myself, sometimes I've gotten angry at people, and I know that that's not a way to bring the message. Like, if you're angry, people, like, you don't often want to open up an angry person more, do you? If you find somebody who's angry, the last thing you want to do is, yeah, share more of your anger with me. Like, it's just not what you do. But if you find somebody who's joyful, you want to know why, don't you? You find somebody who's giving thanks in all circumstances, you want to know why. And that's our reputation. When you're at school, if you just get on with the work and you don't complain about it, sometimes other people will look at you and think, hey, why aren't you complaining about this? This is hard. And you give off a good reputation. So I'm just going to pray now. But before I do, I just want to drop another little nugget in there for you to remember. What's happening next Saturday? What's happening next Saturday? You were right, you just weren't loud enough. Maybe a bit louder. Okay. So, the Broadwater Carnival is an opportunity for us all to go and give, to represent the church in the community and show a good reputation. Like, we're giving out free tea and coffee. Like, that's immediately, like, you're going to get a good reputation. Yeah? If you give out free tea and coffee, like, if you give out anything free, generally, in the world, like, you get a good reputation, especially if it tastes nice. So, like, all you have to do is give somebody free tea or coffee. Winner, you've got a reputation with that person. They are 100 times more likely to listen to you if you've given them a free tea or coffee. So it's our opportunity to... I'm totally believing that we will get chance to open our envelopes to people, but it's an immediate opportunity to show people our envelopes and say to them, this is who we are as church. So, girls, you ready? Yeah. We're going to pray now, and what we're going to do... We're all going to listen to God, okay, and see what he has to say to us about our reputation, okay? So how we live our lives, okay? And something, I believe that every single one of us this morning, God's either going to say, I want you to be more like this or more like that in the way you live your life, okay? So if we all close our eyes so we're not distracted by how stupid I look. And Father God, I thank you that you set the most amazing example of reputation through your son, Jesus. And I thank you for the Bible and all of the stories that are written about him that we can follow and look up to. But God, I just ask that right now, in these last few moments, you would just drop into us that thing about our reputation that you either want to help us grow in, you want to change, you want to get rid of, or you want to encourage us in. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now I'm trusting that you all got something. If you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, God's not said anything to me yet, don't worry, he will do. Just keep listening. Like, you don't have to be sitting in this room for God to speak to you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.